Some people, like Chip, feel life is all about them. It's just not about them. But they sure try to make it theirs. Is it the presents that we give and get? Or is it just a time of our family and friends get together? Is that what Christmas is? Is it a time to watch as many football games as possible just to store them up since the Super Bowl is just about to start and coming football season is about to end? Is Christmas the day that you get up early and watch the famous Rose Bowl parade out at Pasadena, California on TV? Do you go to every school Christmas program? Is that what Christmas is about? Do you attend every party if you can just for just a few minutes to show up? Do you enjoy all the special family tradition, the feast around the table, the cookies, the mistletoe with your wife? Although these things are fun and exciting, is that really the true meaning of Christmas? I think our choir very well portrayed that today. Amen. You know, the way we celebrate modern Christmas is quite different from the foreign in most cultures. To the born-again Christian, the birth of Christ is one of the main and essential parts of our celebration. For it's Christmas, the God of heaven became flesh and dwelt among us. He is called Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him, not anything made that was made. That interesting word, that word means logos. It comes from the idea that we literally can see God. Jesus Christ is God. Came to this world, He was the Word. He was God in the flesh. I know, and you know, that we have no biblical basis to prove that the night of December the 25th, our precious Savior was born. Yet, for a Christian, there is an element of intrigue that holds this date so precious in our heart. To all who believe the old Bible from cover to cover relish this day. We all understand that the birth of Jesus Christ is not only one aspect to bring or to give mankind the opportunity to live forever. In the Garden of Eden, man was separated from his Creator, the Holy God, because of his sin of disobedience. And mankind was doomed forever. He was given no hope for righteousness in which God demands. Man was completely separated from a holy God. God's hatred from sin separated him from unrighteous mankind. We see how clever Satan got man to question God's word. Satan found Eve alone in the garden by herself and enticed her by getting her to believe that she could be as God if she ate that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, which God emphatically told them not to eat of. He said, "You won't surely die, but you'll be much wiser and like God." Let me remind you that God never intended man to be in the dark concerning his spiritual condition. God had, in his love for mankind, given him the most wonderful garden that no one in their human mind could ever imagine. God told man, till the ground and supervise it and keep it. Yet the spirit of pride came into the garden. The spirit of knowledge and knowing. The spirit of rebellion was introduced to man in that fateful day of garden. And mankind was plagued and damned forever. Many years later, in the fullness of time, Christ the Messiah, the Savior of the world, came. In fact, it was such a crowning event, all the angels of the heaven proclaimed to the shepherds, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be all people." Why would this birth bring great joy to all people? Because it brought great hope for eternity. Luke chapter 2, verse 1, the last part. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He was born, would purchase our freedom from sin, make salvation available to all of us who would believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord of God of heaven and earth. freedom from the oppression of Satan. Freedom from the pain of losing a loved one. Freedom from bloodshed of death. And freedom from eternal damnation and death in hell. It was the great promise of peace between sinful man and holy God. The psalmist says it so beautifully. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. This is the greatest day since creation. Mankind now has a Savior. One who would alongside and free man of his guilt and stain, and mankind can finally see the end in sight. No wonder those angels sang, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth and joy to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David. This was not only a good news to the shepherd that they heard from the angel choruses on high, but is good news to mankind. And suddenly there was with the angel the multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. To the shepherd, it was a great celebration. Today at Christmas, we believers turn to that day in the time of reflection, we contemplate that birth of Jesus Christ, how and why he came to this earth. We wonder, he came to die. Jesus was born to die. Why? He was willing to be the ultimate sacrifice for sin, to come to satisfy God's righteous judgment for man's foolish decision in the garden to take the words of Satan over God's word to mankind. Every one of us is guilty of sin. Every one of us have a stain that's been put there ever since we were born. But God loved you so much that he gave his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross in our place. The Christ never sinned, not even one time while he was here on earth, because became the perfect spotless Lamb of God. He who was perfect died for us who are imperfect. He was willing to die for all so that we could live with him in heaven forever. Jesus did die without question, but he without question rose from the dead. And 3 days after he died, he defeated sin, he defeated Satan, and he defeated hell. In this world, there has never been a prophet or a priest or a holy man or a holy person nor any being, no other, who has died and rose from the grave. Back in the 1800s, the British Parliament was some of its greatest jurists and lawyers set out to prove once and for all if Christ of the Bible was a hoax or was a truth. The lawyers came to this conclusion. After great deliberation, there was more evidence that Jesus Christ lived on this earth and that he bodily arose from the grave than the fact that Alexander the Great even existed. Again, I say, there has never been a prophet or a priest or a holy man or a holy person nor any other being who ever died and then rose from the grave. Every one of them died and never rose from the grave. They have left their bones scattered in this earth and they have turned into ashes and dust. Their bones have been enthroned in tombs to honor them, but there's no hope for their followers. Their Savior is dead, just as they will be. One celebrated prophet told his followers just before he died, you'll have to find your own heaven your own way. Only Jesus Christ can be the Savior of the world. He is the only one that can qualify. He was raised from the grave in the power of God, and he'll raise us up by the same power. Therefore, He can be your Savior, for He conquered death. He's the only one that can bring you from the grave that you can live forever. He did it all. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is trust in Him, and He'll forgive you all your sins. If you're thinking, but you don't know me, you don't know what the horrible things I've done in my life. No, I don't. But He does. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As we receive and give gifts at Christmas, let me remind you of the greatest Christmas gift of all, God's grace and forgiveness to save us. The choir has just sang many times today, Born to Die. It differently shows how willingly, definitely shows how willingly Jesus went to the cross. On the night Christ was born, just before break of morn, as the stars in the sky were fading, o'er the place where He lay fell a shadow cold and gray of a cross that would humble a king. Jesus knew when He came He would suffer in shame. He could feel every pain and sorrow. But He left paradise. With His blood He paid the price. My redemption to Jesus I owe. From His throne Jesus came, laid aside heaven's fame in exchange for a cross of Calvary. For my gain, suffered loss. For my sin, He bore the cross and was wounded, and I was set free. Dearest Lord, evermore, may Thy cross I adore as I follow the path to Calvary. Of Thy death I partake. My ambitions I forsake. All my will I surrender to Thee. Born to die upon Calvary, Jesus suffered my sins to forgive. Born to die upon Calvary, that He was wounded that I might live. What a sobering thought. Let's pray. Father, thank You, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful choir and His children's choir. Lord, these actors and speakers today. Thank You, Lord, for all they put into this so that someone would find Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Lord, I pray today, I beg You, Holy Spirit, for Your persuasion. That if there's anyone here today not sure they're saved, not sure they're on their way in heaven, not sure why in the world they celebrate Christmas, that they'd find out that it's all about You. It's nothing about us. Oh, God, to think that God Almighty came to this old blood, sweat, tear, bloody earth and was born not in a beautiful, fashionable palace or a temple, but a manger. He loved us so much that He took on humanity so that He could walk among us, so that He could die for us. Incredible. Unbelievable. Precious. Thrilling. Awesome. God, I pray that anyone here today, they're not sure they're saved. There's never been a time in their life they've looked up to heaven and said, God, I'm such a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins and come into my heart and save me right now. I pray today that they would do it. Lord, we're here to tell them that You love us. And You love them and You died for them. And You rose in the grave to give them life everlasting. Please, God, today, I beg You, work in our heart. Holy Spirit, persuade. Come, Lord. Come into our hearts today. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. You're here today and you say, preacher, I am not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. I've questioned that many times. I don't know why. Do Christmas. My friend, I pray today that today would be the day that you invite Jesus Christ. Quit your running like Chip did. Quit your Quit you fooling around with this idea about salvation or not. And today, invite him. If you're here today and you're not sure you're saved, right there where you're sitting, you can pray this prayer. And by faith and trust in Jesus Christ, he will save you from your sins and invite, he will take you to heaven someday when you die. Let's pray. Would you pray with me? Say, Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe you died on the cross and rose on the third day. Come into my heart and save me right now, right here. If you're here today and you prayed that prayer with your head bowed, eyes closed, would you raise your hand and let me pray for you? I won't embarrass you. I won't point you out. But if you're here today and say, God bless you, sir. Someone else. Today, I want Jesus to be my Savior. Anyone else? God bless you. In a moment, we're going to give what we call the invitation. I'll be standing up front. You're here today and you say you're here today and you're not sure you're saved. You're not sure you're on your way to heaven. You'd like to receive Jesus today. I'd sure like to show you from this old Bible. I can know for sure if you die today, you go to heaven. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Let's all stand. Everyone's standing. I'm not sure I'm saved. Or today, preacher, I invited Jesus Christ to be my Savior. Why don't you come right now? Make me up front here. Let me show you from the Bible how I can know for sure you died. You go to heaven. Why don't you come right now? Won't you please come? I was 14 years old when I accepted Jesus Christ, my personal Savior. I'm going to tell you, there's the greatest thing ever happened to me in my life. Why don't you come today? Say, preacher, today I want Jesus to be my Savior. Why don't you come? You're today and say, preacher, I've accepted Christ as my personal Savior. I haven't followed Lord and believer's baptism. Why don't you come at this time? That's down in the water and up out of the water. Maybe you're here today and say, preacher, today we want to become members of this church. This is where we want to serve at. Why don't you come at this time? Thank you. You may be seated. I'm going to ask the choir, you can...